Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I mean, in the last episode, I think, you know, it really showed how bad my memory was because I was trying to recall some of the members of many of the boy bands of our youth and I could barely remember the names of the boy bands. So I brought on today's expert, Mr. Alexander Jenkins.
Total expert.
Yeah. Now, one of the ones we were talking about was NSYNC.
Oh, yeah.
What was they had a hit, I'm sure.
If they had not a couple two? Of hits. No, yeah. Well, I think the one everyone remembers from NSYNC was Bye Bye Bye, where they're sort of puppets.
Oh, is that them?
They yeah.
Bye, and Bye Bye Bye.
Yeah, yeah. Initially, they had like a couple of other songs. Like they had Tearing Up My Heart and It's Gonna Be Me. And then they had, I think, Bye Bye Bye. And they had a couple of other songs later, but I can't remember any of them. They had one called, didn't they have one called Pop, I think? Pop,
yeah.
dirty pop. I don't know. To be honest, I don't really remember. Then Justin Timberlake split and did his own thing.
Yeah. You know, my favorite Justin Timberlake thing, and this is almost one for the Star Wars fans out there.
What is that?
So there's this Coen Brothers movie called Inside Llewyn Davis. Have you seen that one?
Never.
No, it's sort of set in like the folk era in, I don't know, the East Village in New York in probably the 70s or something. And it's got Oscar Isaac.
He's
sort of the main character, and he's playing this, like, you know, folky singer who does all the clubs, and his best friend is played by Justin Timberlake. And they go into the studio and sing this song called Please, Mr. Kennedy, Don't Shoot Me Into Outer Space. And it's got it's so good. It's got Justin Timberlake singing, and then it's got Oscar Isaac, who goes on to be Poe Dameron or something in Star Wars. And then on the other side is Kylo Ren.
What?
Adam Driver is the other person singing this song.
Okay.
So it's the three of them singing this really funny, like, you know, naff, poppy, you know, folky song. And it's just one of the best things ever. So if you haven't seen it and you're a fan of any of those people, now's the time to open up YouTube.
I haven't seen it and I'm not a fan of any of them, but I will
really?
Watch it. No, not really. Hang on. Let me just clarify. I have no problem with Adam Driver or Oscar Isaac at all.
Yep.
I'm not a super Justin Timberlake fan. I don't like how he handled the whole Janet Jackson thing at the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I don't like how he's handled it since. I don't really get Justin Timberlake personally. I don't have a problem with him, but I don't really get him. Adam Driver, I mean, sure, whatever. He's too new to have an opinion on. And I think Oscar Isaac is too new to have an opinion on too, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah,
What about that whole series, Girls? Did you watch that?
No.
No, the Lena Dunham thing?
No, I didn't watch it.
Oh, it's really good. I mean, it's very dense, and it's almost written like it's a novel or something. You know, it's quite it's not always linear, and sometimes, you know, episodes are just there to sort of illustrate something. And it's one of those things where all the characters have their many, many flaws. So, you know, it's not always an easy watch, but it's definitely, I reckon it's worth watching through to the end. And Adam Driver's sort of plays, you know.
Oh, is that where he came from?
Yeah, well, I think so. And he plays a pretty big part in it. And just some of the acting choices in it that he makes are just so wild. And you go, what's he even thinking? And, like, it's very hard to see actors making big choices like that because things are so, you know, refined and shaped these days. And he's just doing his own creative thing. And it's the sort of thing I think Robert Downey Jr. used to be really good like that. Like he'd make these really big, bold acting choices that don't have anything to do with the script or what's going on. But because they're sort of a bit random and off-center, They, you know, they really add to the character. Anyway, I'm going on a big rant
you
here
are,
about
girls. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to have to watch it now because you've talked so much about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's controversial, but I thought it was really good. And the ending, yeah, I thought it ended really well. It's an unsatisfying ending. Don't expect a satisfying ending to the whole series.
Okay, I will.
So boy bands.
Back to boy bands. Which
yeah,
I
there was
speak
more than
on.
Just there was more than just NSYNC, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, well, I mean, NSYNC. There were the Backstreet Boys, which were, you know, earlier than NSYNC.
Yeah.
And I think actually, generally, this is probably a very scandalous thing because I think you were one or the other. I think Backstreet Boys were better vocalists. I think they were better singers. I think NSYNC were better dancers.
I mean, Backstreet's Back was their comeback, right?
Yeah, but Backstreet's Back was a comeback from having only had one single. So they had yeah. one single called Get Down. I remember because it was on Hit Machine 15 or something that I had,
yeah,
which I loved. But I don't think when they came back with Everybody Backstreet's Back, I don't think that was really a comeback. It was just that happened.
Okay, I'm glad you said that because I remember thinking, I don't ever remember them being
yeah,
something
so
to come
I,
back
I agree.
From, yeah.
I remember when I was you know, young and it came out, I remember being like, where have you been? Who are you? Like, what? And then I realized that they just had like one song prior.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure why it was Backstreet Back. But anyway, and they had like As Long As You Love Me and, you know, I Want It That Way and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, they were pretty good. I think they were pretty talented as far as being vocalists went.
Yeah. And New Kids on the Block, I think they're probably the earliest one I
NKOTB.
Remember. Like they
love them.
Yeah. They were a bit earlier than the others.
Much earlier. They were late 80s.
Oh, they were even late 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What's their big song where they're going up the steps?
Right Stuff. I like New Kids on the Block as well. As I said, I was a Backstreet Boys fan, sure, to a point. And I wasn't really an NSYNC fan. I think I was probably early teenagers, so years I was probably.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Not yeah. super keen on them.
So. Five, you were really into Five.
I loved Five. I mean, I love Britpop. I'm so into Britpop. I loved Five. I even went to see yeah. Five in concert. That wasn't intentional. That was a surprise present. But I remember going to see Five in concert in Melbourne wearing like a zip-off sleeveless silver puffer vest.
Oh, nice. Do you still have it?
Very on trend. Do I still have it? I don't still have it. But I remember my sister yeah. and I went. It was the first time we'd been left alone to go to a concert together. We were allowed to go in together. And it was so exciting. It was so cool. I think I still have the concert program and the concert ticket still. It would have been like 1999. And Rod Laver was like fairly newish, I think. It had been open for a few years at that point. It was pretty exciting for us to go and do it. And it was so cool. They had so many great songs.
Yeah. I kind of remember the first band I went to see was, oh God, they did this song called Just Ace that you would know, but I've forgotten the name of the band. Phil Jamison. What are they called?
Grinspoon.
Grinspoon. Yeah, that was the first band I saw where I was allowed out.
That's such a
Triple
J Hottest 100 thing. Wow.
Yeah. I was allowed out and I was underage. And I remember my mum making me take some earplugs, I think. So.
She's very sensible, your mum. That makes sense.
She is very sensible,
I love that
yeah.
about her, yeah.
And, you know, I use my ears for work now, so I'm glad they were protected at a young
age. You do,
age,
that's so true.
Yeah.
So thank you to her for investing in your future.
Yeah. And actually, I wasn't the only one wearing them, so I didn't feel out of place.
You Where know. Did you go? Like, in was it in Hobart?
It might have been, yeah, the uni bar, I think, was like a big thing there. But this was like their underages, 4:30 p.m. You know,
oh, yeah.
Before they did the proper gig later on. So
but
that
there
was
are
fun.
A couple of other, like, we had an Aussie boy band. We had a Human Nature, of course. And yeah. they've managed to parlay their boy band career into being a man band.
Yeah, a man you band, know? Yeah.
They now have that Las Vegas show, don't they? Well, maybe they don't do it anymore, but they did.
Is Savage Garden a boy band or are they just a band band?
I don't know if I'd call Savage Garden a boy band. I'd probably call Savage Garden a duo of people who clearly hated each other.
Did they hate each other?
I think that was sort of the word on the street, wasn't it? That they didn't get on very well. Right. They did creatively for the album recordings, the music making, and then they had quite a big falling out, as far as I understand. Could be wrong. But they were amazing. Savage Garden were incredible.
I was going to say they put the savage in Savage Garden, but that's so lame.
Lame.
Even
so
I couldn't
lame.
Say it.
I think you can do better than that. They put the garden in Savage Garden. No, lame. Yeah. Lame. They were great too. I don't think they're a boy band though.
Okay, yeah.
I'll tell you, Darren Hayes is such an underappreciated Australian entertainer. I don't know what he's doing now, but I think Darren Hayes is brilliant. I've actually bought a couple of his solo albums, like maybe three of them. I don't know how many there's been. And they're really, really excellent.
Right.
Really great songs, really well produced and put together, and they've got a really great sort of narrative to them and really good songs. So if you have some downtime and you're a bit bored, go listen to a Darren Hayes solo album. There's one really great one called
Head On Down to Sanity with your $9.99 and buy yourself a CD single. Yeah.
There's one really great album called The Tension and the Spark, and it's so good. You should go and listen to that.
And he's the main songwriter for it anyway, isn't he?
I don't know who did what. Like, I don't know if...
Yeah.
I don't know if the other guy, Daniel Johns, did the songwriting or the music or both.
Hang on, isn't Daniel Johns from Silverchair?
Yes, I said it wrong. Daniel Johns is Silverchair. Daniel Jones is the guy from Savage Garden.
Mm.
Okay. So there you go. I mean, I've committed the sin of... The old Johns Jones issue, the Daniel Johns Jones issue. What's Daniel Johns up to these days?
Oh, I think he's still out and about. I don't know.
Is he?
I have no idea.
Wasn't he married to Natalie Imbruglia for a minute?
Oh, was he?
Or maybe not married. Maybe they were just dating.
Yeah, right.
Beautiful Natalie Imbruglia. Well. What's she up to these days?
Yeah. It's so lucky we have this tool called Google that will sort all this out for us.
It is. I'm going to find Natalie Imbruglia. I loved her. She was great.
Yeah, she had that one song that was brilliant.
Yeah, she was married to Natalie. Some Swedish band. She was married to Daniel Johns from 2003 to 2008. And also, P.S. Yes, that song that she copied, you said.
Yeah.
Torn was
it was a cover.
Right?
Yeah.
But wasn't she? She had Torn, and didn't she have that other song?
Yeah.
White Lotus or something? White Lily's Island or something?
Gosh, I'm sure I'd remember it.
Nah. And also she had a song that at the same time as Torn. I just can't think of it. Damn it. Oh, I'm really underselling Natalie Imbruglia here, and she's great. But I'm going to find it. I'm going to find the Natalie Imbruglia thing. Damn it, what have I said here? I've ruined this. Is she a one-hit wonder? I can't believe this. Is she the biggest one-hit wonder of all time? No.
Well, she's not the biggest of all time.
She dated David Schwimmer.
Really?
Apparently in 1996 to 1997.
That was at the height of Friends as well.
Oh, look, I was so right. Yeah, it was called White Lily's Island. It was an album in 2001. Torn was a song from 1997. Oh, she had Shiver in 2005.
Don't remember it.
You would know that. And you would also know the song that I'm thinking of from the 90s was Wishing I Was There.
Nah, doesn't ring a bell. Sorry, Natalie.
I can't sing it for you, but you will definitely remember it. You'll remember a few of these songs without realizing that you knew them. I promise.
Yeah, I reckon so too. But, you know, her performance on Torn is very, very impressive and, you know, it's a good catchy song. So good on you, Natalie.
Brilliant. Yeah. It's brilliant. And I feel like, you know, Natalie Imbruglia and Darren Hayes, totally underappreciated. They should maybe form some kind of like, you know, act.
Yeah, a super group.
A super group.
The Travelling Wilburys of pop,
the Travelling
Australian
Wilburys.
Music.
I
but I mean,
love
I guess
that.
a lot of this goes to support your theory that pop music isn't really celebrated in Australia.
Not at all. It does. It totally supports that theory.
Yeah.
It's not a theory. It's a fact. Pop music is just so underrepresented and undersupported in Australia. It's terrible.
Yeah. Do you blame Triple J and the Hottest 100 and Phil Jamison from Grinspoon?
Not specifically Phil Jamison from Grinspoon and not really Triple J. I mean, I think Triple J doesn't play much pop music, obviously. But, I mean, I think what is pop music, right? Like, you know, if it's on the radio, it's by definition it's popular music, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously, you know, radio stations, it's not about sharing music. Radio, people who sit around talking about radio like it's about promoting artists and music. It's not. It's revenue. It's advertising.
Mm.
It's placement, yeah. You know. So whatever songs
sell. It's going to keep people listening. Yeah.
Yeah. And like I remember through the whole pandemic lockdown, the only thing that you could hear on the radio was Dua Lipa.
Right.
Like no wonder she won all those Grammys. There wasn't anybody else that released a record. The woman kept releasing a song every other month. She had a new song and a new clip. I just, by the end of it, I thought it was all just one song, but actually it was five or six songs or something.
And of course, that's why people love podcasts so much, because it's radio without all the plugging and the trying to get money out of people. Now we do have a little link in our description to our Acast support page. And follow our Instagram and like and subscribe and send us love over the internet, please. Yeah. All right. Have we misremembered enough facts about people from the pop world of Australia for today?
Well, I don't know if we've misrepresented enough. I mean, there's always room for more, but I think we have for now. Put it that way.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll squish some more misremembering into the coming episodes.
Great. Well, I'm sure the listeners can't wait.
Brilliant. Bye, everyone.
See ya.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.